All right, for real this time. Jeez. All right, so Cash asked last night, he said, why do they want you to get vaccinated? Basically, he believes they want us to get vaccinated for our health. I disagree entirely. So, for starts, I just want to mention that the vaccines, I keep saying vaccines, they're not technically vaccines. There we go, it's finally up. Oh, wow, okay, I've been talking for a long time, guys. There we go, it's finally working. All right, so I'm driving to Chicago, and I wanted to answer one question. It was asked last night, and I told him it would take me too long to explain, and I didn't want to totally overtake the conversation. So, Cash asked, why do they want you to take the vaccine? And he was insinuating that basically the government wants to help us be healthy or something. And I said, no, there's no way. But me explaining why I think they want us to get vaccinated would take forever. So I'm going to do a monologue tomorrow, which is what I'm doing right now. So, for starters, I keep saying vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. What we're, this whole COVID vaccine, quote unquote, isn't a vaccine as we knew it even a year ago. The CDC changed the definition of vaccine to include RNA modifying vaccines or shots. So, again, so for those of you that don't know, this isn't a regular vaccine where they put, you know, a disease in an egg and then they let it sit there and ferment somehow and culture. And then they take it out of the egg and they kill it and then they stick it in you. That's what they did with smallpox, with all kinds of vaccines, chickenpox, all that, you name it. That's not what they did with this one. What they did with this one was use new technology that, yes, point Cash made was that it's been around for 20 years, sure. It was made by Moderna, which gets its name from modify RNA. Moderna. That's what the name means, to modify RNA. That's their whole company thing, and they were trying to find for 20 years how to sell this product, basically. So it's never been used on humans until this vaccine. At least not publicly. So, and a lot of people put money into this, you know, because it was promising technology, because we've been modifying DNA since the 90s with some of the first things. I looked deep into this, but I forget the timeline, but I think it's been a while we've been modifying DNA. How's it going? I can't read the comments, really, because I'm driving. I can just see a comment. We've been modifying DNA and making kittens glow and whatnot for, you know, 20, 30 years now. And with genetically modified crops, like corn, which back 10 years ago, 90% of the corn and soybeans were genetically modified, which is basically you put instructions into a virus, the virus gets into the early plant cells, and it inserts new instructions. Some of the newer corn and stuff produces its own pesticide from within itself. And some are made to be more resistant to pesticides, there's also Terminator seeds where they don't, this whole thing, Monsanto is the most corrupt, evil company you'll ever see. The first project they worked on was nuclear weapons. Then they made aspartame, and they made DDT, which, you know, from the 70s. These guys have been around for a long time, and they make evil products. Everything they make is evil. And this DNA technologies, they didn't make the RNA. But I'm just going on how that works, where they insert DNA instructions into a seed so that they can patent the seed. Because you can't patent a seed unless you genetically modify it. Once you genetically modify a seed, it becomes a product. So the whole reason that they were doing this was to own the seed. So now they made the seed where you can't even, they don't pollinate to where they grow again. Like, so if you take the genetically modified seeds now, the Terminator seeds, they won't produce viable seeds to regrow. So you had to buy seeds from Monsanto year after year after year. This is the history of similar technology. RNA technology, mRNA technology, is similar. So what I say, you know, people are like, oh, it doesn't modify your genetics or whatever, your DNA. I would argue it does. Because RNA and DNA have one thing in common. From scientific perspective, they both are instructions for your cells and for your body. And anything that alters those instructions, because that's all they are, is instructions, is modifying the DNA or RNA. So to me, these are modifying, and it's even in the name, modify RNA, Moderna. So they do change your body's RNA. So the whole point of that is, I've adapted the language of vaccine for it, but these aren't vaccines. The way they work is entirely different. The CDC had to change the definition of vaccines last year to expand it to include RNA modifying vaccines. So why do they want you to take the vaccines? What up, Nate? So why do they want us to take the vaccines? What Cash was saying was basically, oh, it's for our health, right? Because that's what any innocent-minded person would think, right? Because we don't think like some people. There's wicked people in this world. See, I went on this whole rant earlier, and that's why I'm being so long about it, because this is the third time I'm repeating it, and the first time it actually went live. So, now I've reiterated it several times. To answer why they want us to take the vaccine, we have to ask, where did the COVID virus come from? It didn't come from a wet market in China, like they originally said. It wasn't from bats or pangolins. They have no evidence to support that, and they say as much. They say that there's no evidence for this. So then, most likely, it was man-made. Was it made in Wuhan, China, in the lab there? I don't know. Who knows? But I think it, in my point of view, the way that I see it, for my own logic base here, is that it is man-made. It 100% is. It was either made in a lab, modified in the lab, or it's just the flu, and the story around it has made it hysteria, has created hysteria, which would be man-made. And if it was made by accident, and they have all these contact tracers going around, or if it was released by accident, maybe they made it in a lab and they're testing something, gain-of-function research or something. They made it in a lab to test it out, and it accidentally got released. Somebody would be blaming someone else, and we don't see that happening. China's not blaming the U.S. The U.S. isn't blaming China. You know, nobody's blaming anyone. And they must know where it came from. If it's a real physical virus, and it's actually different than the others, they know where it came from. But they aren't disclosing that. Which leads me to think that they released it on purpose, if it was put in a lab. And if they released it on purpose and still no one's blaming anyone, China's not blaming the U.S., the U.S. isn't blaming China, Russia's not saying anything, you know, nobody's blaming each other, right? That means that they collectively did it on purpose. Why would you collectively release a virus on purpose? I don't think it was to kill people. It's not what I'm saying. I'll try and read your comments in a minute, but I'm just driving. I'm not going to say it was to purposely kill people. I think that the virus narrative creates the perfect basis for tyrannical control. Now, let me step back. Every one of us has a space in our minds for faith. We need something to fill that space. For some, it's religion. You know, for some it's meditation and yoga, and for others that's science and government. And if you don't have a religious base and you're saying trust the science is your religion. It is your faith. I'm not saying that science isn't a valid thing. Science is very important when it's true. The scientific method being you can reconstruct with the same circumstances and be like, you know, an apple falls to the ground and I make that claim and I say, well, I think that there's something called gravity here. And then I can grab an apple and, anyone can grab an apple and drop it and see, yeah, it falls. That's weird. That's science, you know, at the core. Science is not what people tout it to be, but I'm not even getting into that. That's wayside argument. Sorry. There's a faith-sized hole in everyone, and we all need to fill it. And a lot of people choose to fill it with science. And you can look back at ancient cultures and the shamans and the chiefs of these ancient cultures, the Roman church. They control people through their faith. They exploit that to control the people. That's why every Aztec emperor, every Mayan emperor, to my knowledge, they would have a shaman figure. You'd have a priest. And the priest isn't just about religion and stuff. They're about control. And there's no difference between this whole narrative that there's an invisible virus flying around, infecting people, and you need to be scared of your neighbors and friends. There's bad people out there and they're just spreading this, than, say, demon possession. It's the same exact argument. It creates the same exact identical hysteria that can be used to control people. It's the same in hysterias. You know, we've seen what that does with the Salem witch trials. She's a witch. Burn her at the cross. People exploiting people's faith, or that faith hole in that everyone has it. We all need faith in something. And that gets exploited by people who don't know how to fill it properly. Let me finish this and I'll take a call. That will get filled by people who don't, if you don't self-consciously fill that hole, somebody will fill it for you. And a lot of people do that with science. So, sorry, I got distracted. To me, I don't see any difference between controlling a population with alleged demon possession and controlling a population with an invisible virus. It's the perfect means by which to control people. And we've seen that around the world, every business shut down. Why? Because people were getting sick and falling out dead in the streets? No. Because they were told to by the government. I still don't know anyone. I know elderly people who died. Secondhand. Like through family of a family. I know one, and then I know one person, my father took it, I guess, but I only know a handful of people that took the vaccine, and of those people, one was told by her doctor not to get a second shot. So the vaccines are even crazier. Anyways, I'm sidetracking. Why does the government want you to get vaccinated? Is the question I'm here to answer. And I'm using all of that to expand on a broader point. And that's why I said I didn't want to interrupt the show last night to bring up, because it just really, you have to step back and see a lot of different things to get my point. It's the same reason they wanted you to not wear a mask at first. The same reason they then wanted you to wear a mask. The same reason they wanted you to close your business down. The same reason that they wanted to limit how many people could be in your business. It's about control. The government does not care about our health. If they did, they would be doing something to address the hundreds of thousands of people who die every year from heart disease, the hundreds of thousands of people who die every year from malnutrition in this country, from eating crappy foods, void of nutrition. They never mention how there's pesticides and all this trash on our food, all these chemicals being inserted to overprocess food and how bad it is for us. They never say a word about that, but they care about our health and want us to get vaccinated for that reason. No, no way. It's about control. It's all about control. That's why they want you to take the vaccine. Because It's conditioning you to accept the next thing that they want you to do, and the next thing they want you to do. And they've done a great fucking job. I'll tell you what. They've done an amazing job of conditioning people. You people! No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, they have, though. We went from mocking China for wearing masks to forcing each other to wear a mask in less than 2 years. It took 6 months from the beginning of that. People started attacking each other. Put on a mask. You're possessed by a demon. I don't want to catch it from you. That's why they want you to get vaccinated. Whoever called in, you can call in. I'll answer it. Sorry. I just had to finish my rant. But, yeah, that's why they want you to get vaccinated. We have battled that, yeah. The biggest question is who the vaccine protects, ourselves or someone else. It's not about, to me, at the end of the day, honestly, the virus to me is just a man-made story. The vaccines and what their actual goal is, isn't to kill people. It isn't to protect people. It's to condition people to accept tyranny. It's medical tyranny. It's a conditioning tool. Because now the next thing, you don't have to close your business. The thing is, they didn't even have to hire any police. There was no COVID police. They didn't hire COVID police to go around telling people to get vaccinated. The people shamed each other into doing what they wanted. And now the government has a new tool. And what they're really trying to do, and I missed this point on this rant because, again, it didn't record the first few times. There's a global government that's forming, and it's been around since World War II. But they're looking for their next, every government's always seeking power. You know, the Supreme Court, it was created by the Constitution. They had to make the Congress respect it. Congress didn't respect the Supreme Court. Andrew Jackson. When he had a Supreme Court ruling about not taking over the Native American land, his response was something to the effect like, they have their ruling, but they can't make me do it, or something like that. Right? So the Supreme Court had to, it's a branch of the government, right? Every government entity and every government itself is looking to expand and grow. And this is all a global government strategy to really get a lot of funding up to the global government and start to get tools for it to implement larger scale governance. And they'll never be able to take over everything or whatever. It's just not feasible. A state can't even control its cities half the time. Let alone the federal government trying to control the states with the vaccine mandate, for example. There's no way that they'll take over everything, but they are looking to add to their power. Okay, yeah, I agree. I get that. I don't know. Natural state. Call in if you want. Whoever called in, call in. I got a minute or two that I can talk. I just wanted to answer that in a monologue. Yep. That's about it, man.
Hey, good to hear you, Healing Law. I haven't seen you since like I first started Castbox in like 2016 or 17 or something. You're probably one of the first people I called into, and I was just looking up some weird stuff on the internet, and I was like popping into Castbox, and I was like, boom, Healing Law, and I was like, oh. I'm gonna fucking pop in and talk to whatever this guy's talking about for a quick second. And actually, the things you're talking about, I thought were very like exactly what I was thinking about too. So I don't know. It's interesting.
Nobody.
And I just wanted to. I mostly just wanted to call and say hi. Well, and from 2007.
I've been enjoying saying hi to everyone again because it's been, I think, 2 years or so. Like.
Well, it sounds like you're driving around and doing a doing the right thing anyway. So as soon as you get your shit together a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to Chicago to see my dad.
Cool,
yeah,
man.
It's a 15-hour drive, so I got plenty of time to kill.
Nice. All right. Well, you're still driving then, too. Oh, yeah. And, do you have a co-pilot?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I just wanted to like I want to make sure you're
disagree
not gonna,
with anything I said.
You know, there's like not really, man. I feel like you were just like kind of catching up on my comments earlier, and I was like, I was happy to hear a little bit of feedback on what I was thinking about.
Well,
but, like, yeah,
I
no,
really,
honestly,
I couldn't
like,
really read them. But and if you want to tell me what you were thinking, I was trying to. But.
Well, I was thinking about like the just the fact that like I think like for the whole vaccine thing, it's like the focus on the vaccine was so it's so crazily kind of wild that we're like trying to like skip the natural progression of like how viruses always work and they always kind of will work. Like, haven't we always done this over and over again? Like, is it a new thing?
Yeah, I mean, it was something I realized before this ever came out. I think it was a few months before this came out that it was when I started to realize how many people die from the regular flu every year. It's like, it was at least 70,000 some years in the United States. From
I mean, it was like, it's a wildly high number. Like, it killed more than, like, the Civil War, the Vietnam War, and the, you know, Revolutionary War together.
What worldwide?
But I think that's like the bit, that's the kind of the point I was trying to make was just like that it seems like kind of like getting not getting sick it makes your body weak, and if you take like antibiotics, you know, if you like an infection or something, you have to take antibiotics, but it really kind of reduces your natural biome to where you can't like where you're not like naturally defending from anything. I mean, like skipping these steps where we like hide people from like, cause I think, like, inoculation is just the word seems like a thing, but like, I think people kind of think it's like inoculation is like a cure, but it's like, it's just living in the natural biome.
That's a good point. Cause not only does it make your body weaker, the antibiotics and stuff made people's, made the viruses and bacteria even stronger because.
But so like, if you have somebody that's born tomorrow and they take the vaccine, mm-hmm. like, does that not make them a weaker person?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can't possibly defeat everything.
Right. And even trying to do it is just like is this the wrong way to go about it naturally? I think that's kind of just like, that goes for like a lot of things.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and there's like no talk about any alternative. It's a one size fits all solution. Take the vaccine. It doesn't make sense. It's never a good idea for anything.
Well, I just want to say, like, I think I've been like in 2019, I was living in like a situation where I was living with people that were like with multiple people, and one of them was working at a hospital, and like. I kind of just like moved away and like just did my own thing. And I don't know. I just feel like it was like the world is changing around you, but I didn't really change anything. And like, honestly, I'm not an anti-vaccination person, but I haven't gotten vaccinated, but like, I haven't really been like, I got sick the other day and I was so scared that I was like going to die just from like this new thing. And I'm just like, I don't know. It was a whole other new world, like where this like fear of like the same thing
right.
is a new thing.
At least you could address it within yourself and not like, you know, let it make you change your actions. Because we should address that fear, but like people are like running with it and trying to scare other people, and it's not a healthy solution.
Well, but I think like as like a service industry person, like it's turned into like a real amount of like the fear is like really stagnating like motivation to actual like labor with your fellow man.
Yeah, which leads to what?
In other words,
Depression and
if
all
there's
kinds of other
anything,
stuff.
it's like if there's anything that's important, it's coming together. But I feel like everybody is so like inoculated from each other, like we have to like put like a boundary between each and every single person. It's like a crazy idea to like fix the problem.
Yeah, because is that going to be the solution for every single new virus that comes out now? Stay disconnected, but then it leads to other things and it lowers your immune system because it's just depressing. And when you get depressed, your immune system goes down, your will to live goes down. It's not healthy. It's terrible.
Right, but I think like that's like a malaise that's like way before that existed before like the whole vaccine thing. I think it's a whole other question
Yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's super interesting. Like, I don't know, the line of questioning, honestly, I was getting all off the rails today because I was looking up this website called the Library of Babel. Have you heard of
No.
this? It's like a website that like takes like the 26 letters of the English language and then they put like a space and a comma and a period and like it's like based off of like this like short science fiction story where there's like a hexagonal room with four shelves with five rows of books on it that you could like go into infinity and find any answer, and they like actually created it on the internet. So like anything that ever exists in the like in this website.
So it's kind of like, well, it's like a search engine.
Yeah, but it's like it's like a like if you like doing Minecraft, like if you were like if you started a Minecraft world and you started a seed and you put like JQ9756 but like all in like not with numbers but spelling 97 or whatever. You could like you could send that to somebody and then when they downloaded that world it would be exactly the same. So it's the same thing with like the Library of Babel. Like so you could like take the same seed book would be like your message, but like there's so many pages that like if you put in so I think every page has like 3,200 characters or something. So if you put in 3,200 characters of a previously existing Shakespeare play, like it's in there somewhere. But then like if you like made like a if you put fart after every single word of the thing, it would also be in there. If you like had like a typo, it would be in there. Like everything that exists is already in this website.
I'm gonna have to look it up to even begin to understand what you're talking about. Sounds
Like I don't know, this just seems it seems crazy, but like I don't know, the fact that it's so like encompassing, and then it's also like the difference between zero and infinity is like not is nothing, right?
suppose. I don't know.
But I mean like the fucking vaccine, it's the same thing. Like we're inoculating ourselves against like a story.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the most positive outcome that we could like have is like everybody is has like a everybody has an idea of what that is. Like where are we coming together? What does everybody agree on?
Not very much, I'm sure. But there's got to be something. I mean, because I think people won't ever agree on everything, but I think that there's a way that we can talk to each other without necessarily having to agree, because that's a forgotten art in modern society.
Right, but I think, like, it's like you don't have to agree with, like, you know, you need to start, like, stop, or we need to start or stop, like, agreeing with people that look exactly like us or speak the same language as us or whatever, because, like, everybody has, like, these, I think on CastBox, too, is like a whole thing. It's like everybody has their own, like, we're all pretty much on the same page, but there's a lot lost in translation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there certainly is. Oh, Lord. All right, I'm going to jump off here. I just wanted to have that monologue, but thanks for just calling in, man. It's been 2 years. I remember you being around, too, because I thought I recognized your name.
Cool, man. Well, shit. Well, yeah. Well, thanks for popping in. Thanks for accepting my call, and I'm going to get off.
Hi, man. Do you do your own show still, or did you ever do one?
No. I actually, me and my, I have a twin. I think he's like Cap'n Aaron or something. But I don't know if you see him around. He's like a nice little cast boxer. We just get drunk and talk to random people that are around.
Nice.
But yeah, it was nice. Nice seeing you.
Yeah,
man.
You too, man. Take care now. All right, jump off here. I just wanted to have that rant for a moment. As I said, I couldn't answer yesterday. I'll upload it in a minute. It was ADMF guy Adrian chat, and he was having a conversation with me and Cash, and I answered that question. I think I did all right. I gotta get off here. Till next time, y'all. Be well.